Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
Lift your hands to Him and thank Him. Give Him praise, thank Him, just thank Him. Lift your hands and thank Him. Lift your hands and thank Him. Magnify His name, worship Him, bless His name. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. Just bless His name. We magnify Your name, Jesus. There is none like unto You. We bless You. We bless You. We bless You. We bless You.
Nobody can worship You for me.
Alama liboji talaba karia. Receive my praise, receive my worship, Jesus. Can you give Him praise, give Him worship? We give You praise, we magnify Your name, we worship You. We give You all the glory.
We worship You. You are worthy to be praised. We give You all the glory. We worship You, Lord. We worship You.
I lift my voice and say,
we give You
the glory. I worship You, Lord. There is no one like You. There is no one like You. I'm There is no one like you.
There is no one like you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aribi Rabata,
Aribi Rabata,
Arubo Hoso,
Arubo Hoso.
There is no one like you.
There is no one like you.
We give you all. Oh, hey, hey, hey. Jesus, I worship you, Lord. Yeah. We lift our voice to you. Yeah. Jesus.
When you were coming to church, you said you came, you are coming to church to worship. You are here now. Do what you came here to do. Do what you came here to do. We bless you. We give you praise. We worship you. We bless your name, Jesus. We thank you. Blessed be your name. Just with your hands, Him. Just with your hands, Him. We worship you. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat in God's presence. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9. For a great door, an effectual door is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. A great door has been opened. That door is an effectual door, but there are many adversaries. At the height of the Boko Haram crisis, I actually, when Boko Haram entered Kano, my boss shared a story with me about a man, his friend, that has a block industry, or is it pure water? It has a block, either ice block or block industry. And the man with his workers were there working one day. And suddenly, soldiers came into the place and started shooting. They started shooting. Bah, 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 bah. So everybody took cover. They sprayed the house. They took cover. And then later, they lined up at the door and were saying, everybody, come out one by one. The guy, as the boss, was the one that stood up first and raised his hand and was coming up quietly, giving up on life that I'm about to die. As he got to the entrance, the leader of the team called his name. Chuck, what are you doing here? So he asked them to drop their weapons, and the guy came out. They did MBA together in APU.
a false information has been given by the enemy that he is a sponsor of Boko Haram and he has arms at home, and what they came here was to come and destroy everything. But almost at the time of death, he lifted up his eyes and the guy saw him and said, "What are you doing here?" Instead of you to enter trouble, at the edge of it, the Lord will make a way for you. In the name of Jesus. The widow of Cain, of Nain, has lost a husband and only had one son. Luke chapter 17, only had one son. And at a time, while thinking the son will grow up to become something that matters and take care of her, the son dies. And they were going out to bury the son. As they reached the gate of the city, cemeteries are outside the gate of the city. Jesus met them at the gate of the city and asked them to open the coffin. And Jesus laid hand on the man and brought him back to life. Are you here? You have given up on everything. It looks as if it is almost over. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is here to bring a solution to whatever you are facing. Lift your right hand up and say, "Jesus." Can I say, "Jesus"? Say, "Jesus." At the height of any challenge, at the height of any problem, arise and show yourself strong on my behalf. At the height of any trap, at the height of a walk of darkness, arise and show yourself strong. Arise, show yourself strong. Arise, show yourself strong. Arise, show yourself strong. Arise, show yourself strong. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Did you remember the thief on the cross? Sentenced to death. Was at the top point of being crucified. In fact, he has been crucified. He was waiting for death. And salvation met him there. I need you to know, God is never late. He comes at the nick of time to help people. Lift your hands up. I pray for everyone whose hands are lifted. In your life, you will not lack help. You will not lack help. Your children will not lack help. Your family will not lack help. Your work will not lack help. Your business will not lack help. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will always show himself strong on your behalf. In the name of Jesus. You know, the Dana airline crash. One of our friends in church told me about his oga that got to the airport late and was at the counter. Said, but the flight has never moved now. They say, "No, we are not selling to you. You came late. We are not giving you body pass." Unlike the man, under normal circumstances, he will fight. Just carried his bag and went home. Got home, seated, watching television, discover that the flight crashed. I pray for everybody here. Let the mercy of the Lord always speak for you. I say, let the mercy of the Lord always speak for you. Lift your right hand and say, "In my life, the mercy of the Lord will always speak for me." Can I hear you pray? In my life, wherever I go to, wherever I am, let the mercy of the Lord speak for me. Speak for my children. Speak for me. Mercy will speak for me. Mercy will speak for my children. In the name, mercy will speak for me. Mercy will speak for my children. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So when we say almost, it means just about. Within an inch of. Very near. Very nearly. Nearly. Close by. So there are some times where the almost is a positive one. And it's a good one. Almost enter. The Lord refused to let the person enter calamity. I pray for everyone here. In the trap of the enemy shall not consume you. The will of the devil shall not come to pass in your life. The agenda of darkness in your life, you escape them. In the name of Jesus. John chapter 5. Let's read from verse 1 to 8. John 5, 1 to 8.
After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, a in Aramaic called Bethsaida, which has five rooted columnates. In this lay a multitude of invalids, blind, lame, paralyzed. One man was there who had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus came lying there and knew that he had already been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" And the man, sick man, answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I am about going, and while I am going another step towards, step down before me." Let me read again. "And while I am going another step down before me." And Jesus said, "Get up and take your bed and walk." John chapter 5 verse 1 to 8 is a story of a man that has been at a particular spot for 38 years looking for one thing. Many of us have been at a spot 5 years, 3 years looking for the same thing. And for this man, before he gets there, somebody gets in before him. The man has made many efforts to step into the pool. But each time another person steps in ahead of him, each time another person steps in ahead of him. He has tried to be healed many times without success. It almost seems as like success, but someone succeeds ahead of him. The thing is that at that pool, when the water is stirred, anyone that enters into it first is one that is healed. See, the water is the word of God. When the word of God is being preached, the water is being stirred. Anyone that applies it first, takes it first. You can be in church and be listening to pastor's story. Story. You remember the story with pastor shared today. Your own can be story. You can be around it. You cannot step in. There are many people in church that are not stepping into the word of God. And after it is late, they now say, it is 6 years. 6 years of what? 6 years of what? Of you coming to church to analyze people's dresses. 6 years of you coming to people's church to analyze people's grammar. 7 years of you coming to church and having nothing to show for it. 7 years of you coming to church after the praise worship has finished. No, you have never lifted hands to God before. You have not worshipped Him before. As far as you are concerned, the pastor is your God. You always step into church before pastor start preaching. I love pastor so much. Let me get there before he preaches. All the worship, you are nowhere to be found. And you are looking for what? What have we given God that you want a miracle for him? What? Giving, you're not there. Service, you're not there. Where they are washing, you are not there. Everything, you are not there. And you come to church late. You have never come to church before service time there before. The water is being stirred around you. You can't fall into it. You can't. Because of your attitude. You are like the man that was there for 38 years. And if you don't change your attitude, you will be there 40 years also. You will know the history of the church, of everybody, but you will never experience anything. That's why new people come to church, they take all the miracles, old people are there, sharing the testimony of other people. You better change your mind, change your attitude, and make sure you step into the water quickly. You will come to church late, you will carry chair, they will put chair down. Before you sit down, you did like this. Who did you expect to clean the chair for you? Who? What have you contributed to this sanctuary? What? There is no record of any good doing against your name in heaven in this church. They are there, busy waiting for miracle. Now, some miracle they happen to unserious people. He was there 38 years. And I'm here to warn you. If you don't change your attitude, some will be there for 40 years with nothing to show for it. You can move from mountain to mountain. Nothing will happen. Listen, the water is continually being seared in this house. It is them that dwell, that step into it, that are blessed. It is not how long, it is he that steps into it first. It is not how long, it is he that steps into it first. It is not how long, it is him that steps. But this man has been there for long. Before he steps in, somebody has gotten in before him. I don't know who is here. You are waiting for the miracle. You are waiting for the testimony. You are waiting for great things for the Lord to do. Before you see, the question was not if the water stirred very well. The question is,
However, the water is there. Whoever enters into it first will be the one. You know, people go, what he said, that is not really, that is not. You have argued against the word of God. The word of God has worked against your life. When the water is here, nobody cares who is hearing it. As long as you jump into it first, you are made whole. I pray for everybody here. Let mercy speak for everybody. Let mercy speak. Let mercy speak. Let mercy speak. In any way you have missed it, by your attitude, let mercy speak for you. In the name of Jesus. So the man was about his breakthrough. He was near his breakthrough. But he was almost, nearly, every day, almost there, nearly got it. He never got it. Almost there, nearly got it. He never got it. And many people in church are suffering from the same calamity that befell this man. The man was suffering from what we can call a near success syndrome. The man suffered from what we call almost there, never there. Failure at the edge of breakthrough. The man is suffering from problems on the eve of miracles. You can be so close, yet so far away. You can be so certain and still be disappointed. Listen, you can be so close and still far away. You can be so certain and be disappointed. 2007 years minus this year, what is it? 7 minus 9 plus 4, 2013, Abi. 2013, I wrote a promotional exam. The result came out. We have all seen the result. I passed very well. Was one of the best. Crossover. The result was taken to the board. For the board to approve. In fact, people have congratulated me. Oh, thank you. You have become an assistant director. Hey, congratulations. Congratulations. And they took it to the board. And the story changed. 2 hours before, they were congratulating me. 2 hours after, people were asking me what happened. People I passed down were promoted. Me, they dropped me. I suffered that thing for 3 years. Pass. At the edge of crossing over, something happened. Some people at the bridge, before you cross over, the bridge breaks. Some people at the bridge, at the crossover point, an enemy arises. Some people, when something good is about to happen, an evil happens. Can we look at Rachel? Beautiful lady. Went to the well. The man saw him. When the man saw the beauty, he said, your bride price, 7 years of all my labor. He got to the night of a wedding. What happens? Hello, he got to the night of a wedding. What happened? Do you know that she was involved in the ceremony during the day? She was the one that did the bridal dance. But when it came to consummation of marriage, it was switched. Did you remember that? Did you remember that Rachel, when the husband was about to leave his father's house and about to run away from Laban, it was Rachel that made the mistake of carrying something. And his father started running after all of them. Did you remember that? Did you remember that the same Rachel was the same person that was married, and whenever he wanted to have a child, there is a problem because the Lord has closed his womb? Did you remember? Did you remember that the same Rachel, at the point of giving birth to the child, second child, she died? All the things he has been fighting and waiting for, he was about to carry it, but he didn't touch it. That shall not be your portion. Lift your right hand up. Lift your right hand up. Say, every battle at the edge of my breakthrough, let them be demolished by the thunder of the Lord. Let them be demolished. Every battle, every battle, every battle at the edge of my breakthrough, let them be demolished. Let them be demolished. Let them be demolished. Let them be demolished. Every battle at the edge of my breakthrough, let them be demolished. Let them be demolished. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I ministered to a young boy when he joined this church. He's a big boy now. I don't know if he's in church. Big boy now. Was in university. And finally, I wanted to graduate. And one result, they did not see it. They looked everywhere for the result. They did not see it. He wrote the exam finally, second time. Everywhere, They did not see the result. So the third year, he discovered that if I don't change my life and start praying, all these people, they think, say, their prayer, they make noise. He better me, I join them, they pray. So he joined them, he started praying. And at the final year, the result came out. He had an E or a D. So they started saying, okay, let's collect, let's look for the result. And then they went looking for the result. And then they started seeing those old results that went missing. One was A, one was B. But he didn't graduate for 3 years because of that. Because at the edge of his breakthrough, something came up. I pray for you. Any power of your father's house that is waiting for you at your finishing line, waiting for your children at the finishing line, let them perish suddenly. Let them be destroyed 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 suddenly. In the name of Jesus. Baba Moses. Numbers 20. 7 to 12. Quickly, sir. Numbers 20. 7 to 12. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take the staff and assemble the congregation, you and Aaron your brother, and tell the rock before their eyes to yield its water. So shall you bring water out of the rock for them, and give drink to the congregation and their cattle. And Moses took the staff from before the Lord, as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the assembly together before the rock, and said to them, hear now, you rebels, shall we bring water for you out of the rock? And Moses lifted up his hand and struck the rock with his staff twice, and water came out abundantly. And the congregation drank, and their livestock. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you did not believe in me to uphold me as holy in the high people of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land that I have given them. These are the waters of Meribah, where the people of Israel quarrel with the Lord, and through them he showed himself holy. Deuteronomy 34, 1 to 4. Deuteronomy 34, 1 to 4. Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land, Gilead as far as Dan, all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim, and Manasseh, all the land of Judah, as far as the western sea, the Negev, and the plain that is the valley, Jericho, the city of palms, as far as well. And the Lord said to him, this is the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, I will give it to your offspring. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there. What was the purpose? What was the assignment? What was the destiny of Moses? What was it? What was it? What was his assignment? What was his purpose? What was the will of God for his life? That he would take the people to the promised land. This is one, if you are counting three or four closest people to God in the Bible, it will be Jesus, Moses, Enoch, Elijah. He was there. See, listen to me very attentively. That everybody live their life anyhow, you can't. It depends on the destiny upon your life and your assignment. They can come to church late, they can decide to do anything. If you try it, you might be in trouble. Know who you are, know who he has created you to be. But the long and short of Moses is this. One of the closest persons to God. Listen, what did Moses do? Did you not see that these same people, God was angry with them? It was Moses that begged God on their behalf. So God should know that these people are very terrible and wonderful people. But that is not it. That is not it. Your call, your consecration, sometimes determines the standard of your living. People can go anywhere It might not be sin. You cannot go there, even though it's not a sin. Are we here in church? He saw it. His hand never touched it. He saw it. His hands never touched it. Lift your right hand up. Say, that shall not be my portion. In the name of Jesus, say, anything I desire, my eyes shall see them. My hands shall touch them. I shall experience them. In the name of Jesus, anything I desire, my eyes shall see them. My hands shall touch them. I shall experience them. I shall experience. My eyes shall touch. My eyes shall see. My feet shall walk there. It shall be my portion. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. 2011 or is it 2012? I was praying one day. When the Lord said, I forgot the month. He said, next month is 5 weeks. Preach these five messages. Preach these five messages. At that time, I had battled, prayed for some people, members in the church, because we're not really much that time. Pray by name for different people. You know, wake up midnight, pray, but it looks as if some things, those things are not really coming from. The Lord spoke to me, he said, preach these five messages, give me five messages. Breaking the yoke of marital delay. Breaking the yoke of spirit, incubus and succubus, spirit spouse. Breaking the yoke of unfruitfulness. Breaking the yoke of labor without profit. And breaking the yoke of almost there, never there. I took those five. And three months, within taking those, things changed in the church. Things changed. Listen. And when the Lord asked me to preach that, he told me that those are five of the things that are affecting the youth. Go and check it. About to get the job. He has been waiting. In fact, the uncle asked him to come to Abuja because the job was ready. He has done the interview. He's waiting for the final response. Nothing has happened. Listen to me. Any dragon at your finishing line, let the thunder of the Lord destroy them. In the name of Jesus, any battle arisen against you at the edge of your promised land, any battle arisen against you at the gates of your breakthrough, let the Lord arise and destroy them. Let the Lord arise and destroy them. In the name of Jesus. You know, these things are characterized by many things, you know. Never going beyond courtship level. There was once a sister in our church that some people came, long story, but the whole issue was the fact that somebody asked her to do bridesmaid. She bridesmaid, or what do you call it? Is it best lady? Whichever, but you know the one where they carry fan. So they asked her, make him come carry fan for the seventh time. So he has agreed with the person, but he later now realized that was the seventh one. He said, no, I'm not going to. No, they do. Now to they do chief bridesmaid seven times. And I never, she did it. She's married now. But she did it. See, some people from one heartbreak to the other, I'm about to get married. Nothing happens. You have not seen many people that have put engage on their Facebook, engage, WhatsApp. Whenever they are taking picture, they do one like this. Now, whenever they are taking picture, they are like this. Something don't change. There is a battle. It's not a laughing matter. Something that they characterize. Almost married, but never married. Almost pregnant, never pregnant. He is a master of monthly pregnancy tests. When the month is about coming, menstrual cycle, agitated. It's something about to happen. He knows all the hospital around, but nothing has happened. That the Lord, by His power, is arising and doing something that I miss this morning in the name of Jesus. Pregnant but miscarriage, stillbirth has taken away the children. Almost passed an exam but failed by a small mark. Some marks. Almost graduated but never graduated. One of the issues I will never forget in my life was when we were in Unilag. On the morning of graduation, at the doors, at the gates of Unidad, a car brake failed and killed a graduate with his gun in his hand. He had dropped. He was just crossing the gate. Lost brake, crushing. He never graduated. It was at the edge of it. I pray for you, sir. Any power, any evil power waiting for you at the edge of your breakthrough, let them perish by thunder. I say, let them perish by thunder. Lift your hand and say, my father, say, arise in your anger. Any power waiting for me at the edge of my breakthrough, let them perish. 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 Any power waiting for me at the edge of my breakthrough, let them perish. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. He almost graduated, almost got a job, but never gets a job. He said, we'll get back to you after. We'll get back to you. You tried. We'll get back to you. They are sick, waiting to be gotten back to you. Up till now. Almost finished the house. Abandoned the project all around. Unexpected problems here and there. Unpleasant, evil surprises all around. Life, their lives are marked by stagnancy, frustrations, discouragement, and disappointment. All around them are on unaccomplished tasks, unfulfilled destiny, uncelebrated lives, disappointment galore, accumulation of frustration. See, I'm here for us to pray. I'm here. Lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up. Say, anything I desire that my hands have not touched. Say, oh Lord, arise. Deliver them into my hands. In the name of Jesus, can you pray for yourself? Oh Lord, arise. Arise, 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 arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise and deliver them into my hands. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stretch your two hands here. Any enemy waiting for you at your finishing line, let the thunder of the Lord destroy them. In the name of Jesus. He said a door has been opened. It has been opened. Every enemy at your open doors, every adversary at your open door, let the thunder of the Lord destroy them. In the name of Jesus. I don't really have time. I'll take it second and third. Listen to me. Yesterday we were sharing together and one of my friends shared with me about a young girl at a school who had a full scholarship to study abroad, maybe US. You know how much it costs to study abroad almost every year? You don't spend at all. It's $40,000 minimum. She has full scholarship. Before, in the school, they don't use phone in the secondary school. She was caught using phone. And they beg for him, for her, or whatever. And he said, okay. They have to call the mother to come. The mother has never entered play before. The PTA people contributed money for the mother to come to attend meeting about what their daughter has done. So when they saw the state of the mother, they forgave him. She got the scholarship. The school have signed. Later, they caught her with phone again. So the school wrote those people, we don't trust the character of these people. They canceled the scholarship. SS3, just finish exam, travel abroad. You where your mama never even entered something anywhere before. Grace has brought you. But something was waiting. Something was waiting. Any power, anything waiting for you at the edge of your breakthrough, let the Lord arise and swallow them. Let the power of the Lord arise and swallow them. Let the power of the Lord arise and swallow them. Let the power of the Lord arise and swallow them. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand. Let's pray together. Say, time wasters, labor wasters, opportunity wasters, miracle wasters, result wasters, waiting for me at the edge of my miracle, perish, perish, perish. Can I hear you praise? Every waster, every waster, every wasting spirit,
Where's the spirit? Where's the spirit? Everywhere is the spirit. At the edge of my breakthrough. Perish, perish, perish. 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 Let them perish. Effort wasters, joy killers, miracle postponers. Let perish, perish. Resolve catalysts. Perish, perish. Perish, perish. Perish, perish, perish. Perish, perish, perish. Perish. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stretch your two hands here. Every gang up and strategy of the enemy to make you cry at your finishing line, let the Lord arise and destroy them. Let the Lord arise and deliver you. Let the Lord arise and deliver you. Let the Lord arise and deliver you. In the name of Jesus. Some of you, una 2 days talk. You 2 days talk. Listen, the devil is not omnipresent. He is not everywhere. He has agents everywhere. Listen to me. What you are thinking, what devil cannot, he is not everywhere. But what he has done is to make up for it by putting agents everywhere. So now because you do the talk, Pastor, that one, I trust her. Please, stop for 1 year from telling that person your secret. Did you notice that for some people, when you are talking, you are the only one talking, and they are the only one listening, and you are seeing all wise. As if you are Rambo shooting guns with your mouth. Please, be warned, though, be cautious. I don't have energy like before to be praying some prayers again. Anything you use your hand, cause. I pray for everyone here. Every information that will do you good, that is in the hand of your enemy, that is closer to you like a brother, let the Lord make the information useless in their hands. In the name of Jesus. Whatever the enemy wants to use against you, let it become useless in their hands. Let it become useless in their hands. Let it become useless in their hands. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands up. We'll pray this time. Say, oh Lord, arise. Deliver me from every battle at the edge of my breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear you pray? Oh Lord, arise. Oh Lord, arise. Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me from every battle at the edge of my breakthrough. I can hear you. I can hear you. Oh Lord, arise. Arise, 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 arise. Deliver me from every battle at the edge of my breakthrough. Deliver me. Oh, arise. Arise, 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 arise. Arise, arise, arise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I pray for you. Every wickedness at the edge of your success, any manipulation at the edge of your breakthrough, any harassment at your finishing line, let the wind of the Lord blow it away. Let the wind of the Lord blow away. Let the wind of the Lord blow away. In the name of Jesus, your hands down. If you have lost a personal effect before, you tried everything to look for it, you didn't find it. We are going to, as we are praying this next prayer, you raise up your hand to pray it. Close your eyes, let's pray together. You have lost a personal effect. You yourself know. It is not careless. It is very thing. You can't find it. You can't find it. You can't find it. As we pray the next prayer, you raise up your hands to pray. Remember, we are praying 3 times. Can you pray? Say, oh Lord, arise. Deliver me from every battle at the edge of my breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. Pray for me. Rebo Korea Tata. Akatala Vakete Lebo. Marike de Bo Korea. Akatala Vaherebo. Marike Telebo Korea Ba. Ete Telebo Korea Dadadaba. Arise and deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. Erike Telebo Korea Dada. Makatala Vakaria. Ete Telebo Korea. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. All life flows. Lift up your hand. Anything that belongs to you in the camp of the enemy that is being used to manipulate you, we neutralize those things now. In the name of Jesus. Anything belonging to you that the enemy is using against you, after we have neutralized them, we empower those things now. In the name of Jesus. Whatever those things are, we have empowered them. Let them bring destruction in the camp of the enemy. I thank you, amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Any of your body parts that the enemy has taken away, let the angels of God recover them for you. Let the angels of God recover them for you. Your promotion is recovered. Your house is completed. Your health is recovered. In the name of Jesus, your health is lifted up. The Lord is helping you. His mercy is speaking on your behalf. In the name of Jesus, every adversary at the edge of your breakthrough, let the arrow of the Lord destroy them. Let the spear of the Lord put an end to their lives. In the name of Jesus, any adversary, whether spirit or human, that have arisen against you this week, in the next 7 days, let them be disgraced suddenly. Let them be disgraced suddenly. In the name of Jesus. We are going to pray for the last time. Lift your hands up. If you have really suffered this, like some of us did in the past, you will put your 2 hands on your head and you will pray. If you have suffered this, you put your 2 hands on your head as we pray together. Say, let's pray the last time. Say, oh Lord, arise. I tell you, say, oh Lord, arise. Destroy every power at the edge of my breakthrough, preventing me from entering my inheritance. Arise and destroy. Arise, pray, belebo goriada. Madalebo goriada da. Rebekeria da 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 bekeria. Robokoria da 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 debo. Matalaba katala. Eketelebo goria. Aria tatalaba. Pray, 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 pray. Ebetelebo kori, ebetelebo. Mantatala bakeria tala. Ebekeri, ebetelebo koria. Ebeketelebo koria. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray angrily, by fire, by force, by the blood. Every weapon in the Bible you can mention, by angelical, I cross the finishing line. I move into my breakthrough. Are you ready? Lift your right hand up. Let's pray. Say by fire. Say by force. Say by the force of God. By the power of God. Power in the name of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the word of God. I cross the finishing line. I break through. 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 I can hear you. I can hear you. I break through. I break through. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Stretch your hand here. Everybody here, receive the push of God. You didn't hear me. And everyone here, let the Lord push you into your breakthrough. In the name Jesus, everyone here, anything you have been denied in the past, arise and recover them this week. In the name of Jesus, any stone that will be put upon your letter, let the thunder of the Lord destroy those stones. Any rock, let the thunder of the Lord destroy those rocks. Any door shut against you, let the force of the Lord open the doors for you. In the name of Jesus, you are coming back with a testimony. We bless you, we glorify our name. Have your seat quickly, have your seat quickly. Quickly, have your seat. Have your seat. Bow down your heads. We need to do this quickly. Bow down your heads. If you have not given your life to Christ, the prayers of today is a waste. If you have not given your life to Christ, battle at the edge of breakthrough will continually be there. It is only people that have given their life to Christ that can escape this. We have no time to play about this. You are here, you want to give your life to Him so that He will give you power to become the child of God, so that you will overcome and prevail over the situation of life. Wherever you are, can you lift your right hand up? Let's pray together. Wherever you are, Malibo Shidalaba, Geri Abala, lift your right Magada Libo Shidelebo, Rabakan in the Bokuria Balabazida, Hibeke, Bokuria Bala. I pray lastly for you. Everything that belongs to you by inheritance, everything that belongs to you by inheritance, Ebeke Telebo Kuria, Mandalebo Koria Bala. Everything that belongs to you by inheritance, inheritance in Christ that you have been denied, let the Lord arise and make it available for you today. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give you honor. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. If you have been given a card, please just follow our counselors. God bless you. Stretch up for your hands for your blessings. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. Every enemy at the edge of your breakthrough, let the Lord destroy them. May the Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. If you have not been coming for the Wednesday service, you are missing a lot. See you on Wednesday. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.